Der Libanon ist das Hauptziel für Flüchtlinge aus Syrien. 1,2 Millionen bietet das Nahostland im Moment Asyl. Und trotzdem gibt es auch Menschen, die aus dem Libanon fliehen. Eine von ihnen, Nurab Saab El-Shami, sie lebt seit knapp 2 Monaten in einem Flüchtlingsheim in Worringen und ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Das Interview führen wir auf Englisch. Nura, why did you have to leave the Lebanon?
First of all, hello. Honestly, Lebanon was like a nightmare in the last, and especially for my family, because we had a lot of problems, especially with some person in party, because of dominations, and we had to leave these problems in order to live in safe life, in order to live stability, and have a life like anyone, regular life like anyone in.
So, like people, for example, in Germany, how they can live a normal life.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and could you bring your family to Germany?
Yeah, I'm here with my husband and my daughter. My husband, because he had a lot of problems in Lebanon, he got diabetes, and he had to take 5 injections per day in order to live normally. So he left everything, and I left too with my daughter, and we chose Germany to come and live normally in safe stability, and I'm finding this here, and I'm so happy.
Okay, that's very good to hear. And did you decide to come to Germany? And if so, for what reasons?
I decided to come to Germany because we chose to leave our country at first. But I chose Germany especially because really it's a nice government. And the government really gives a value for the humans, because really we are missing it in our country. And I like Germany simply, and it's really a very, very nice nature. Moreover, you have the rights and you have the freedom, and it's safe. This is the most important thing.
Okay, and at the moment you're staying in a home for asylum seekers in Worringen.
Yeah.
How did you get there? What were your stations to come there?
Worringen is the last step as transfer for us. We start in Una, in Dortmund. Then we transfer into Una for 1 week. Then we stay for 1 week in Vigade. Then a transfer to Korweiler for 1 month. And at last now in Worringen, it's nearly 2 months.
Okay, that were many stations, actually. Yeah. And how would you describe your living situation there in Worringen?
Now, really, it's nice, but there is no stability, you know, because everything is sharing. Like the bathroom is sharing and the kitchen is sharing with everybody. But it's good, not bad.
Okay, not very comfortable, but...
Yeah, but it's good.
It's fine for the moment, okay. And you are now waiting to get at least, or to at least claim for a residence permit to get a visa. Why does this take so long?
Honestly, I don't know yet, but I ask a lot. I go to social and ask for interview and ask for appointment in order to go and have my stamp and everything and finish everything and had the interview in Dortmund. But they told me that they had a lot of traffic and they can't give us an appointment for now. So I must wait. I don't know how much time, but I hope it will be very near, because I need to have this interview, and I wish I can take the permit in order to stay at last.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not a very comfortable situation not to know what is going to happen next, I can imagine. Besides that, what are the main obstacles in getting along in Germany? What is the hardest for you here?
The hardest things now is I'm finding some hard things in talking with people, because not all German people know to speak in English. So really, I'm trying to learn it, but because you have no stability yet in life, so it's hard to learn it now. So I'm trying to do this when I had my apartment, and I'm searching for it now. So when I will be unstable, first thing I will do is to learn the language in order to not be like refused from anybody here.
Yeah. Okay, you said it's the hardest to communicate with the Germans. What, in general, were your experiences with the people living in Vöhringen or elsewhere in Germany?
No, in Vöhringen, all the people are very nice. And I love this area. There's very, very nice Vöhringen. So, but I had some problems in Köln and in the central. Some people maybe they dislike your face maybe, or because you're not like German people look, or maybe because I say hi, or they it's like I'm not German, so they refuse to talk with me. Even if I talk in English, they don't answer even. So I hope I will learn the German language so they will answer me.
Okay, but but anyway, I hope that you will meet a lot more of these nice Germans. It's not nice to hear.
But all the German people who I know and I met are very nice, really.
Okay, and you said you are looking for a flat in Cologne now.
Yeah.
What is it? What you like to do after looking for a job, or what is your next step?
The next step is very important to me, is to learn the language. In order to start, and
of course,
before that, I want to know my future. They want me or not, or shall I keep or stay in Germany? And I hope that. So that's it.
Okay, and if you say you want to learn the language and get along in Germany, how would you imagine your life in a year?
Very nice, very beautiful, okay, very comfortable. And very safe. This is the important thing, what I want, safety.
Okay, then we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.